From the office to the gym to the sitting in traffic.
Oh, come on, you!
Right around WA, this is Lisa and Pete. Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly, this is Justin Hamilton, Talk and Telly.
Hello, J-Ham.
Hello.
Hey, I was watching Under the Dome the other night, and the thing that kept bouncing around my head was, is this still going?
I believe there is a second season, maybe a third even.
This is the third season, right?
Really?
I know. And you know what? Like, I don't want to denigrate the fans of the shows out there. I'm sure those six people really love it. But I personally don't know anybody who still watches it. I didn't even see adverts for it. And, you know, we live in a time where you get used to the TV blaring, MasterChef is coming back in two short months. And but this felt kind of like, well, we have an opening and we paid for the rights, so maybe we'll just put it on here.
And
yeah. And look, I have to be honest, I'd lost interest in this show and pretty much watched most of last season, you know, while cooking dinner or reading magazines or waiting for whatever was going to come on after it. And I think the main problem with the show is that they mistook mysteries to be more compelling than characters. So, you know, regardless of what people thought of Lost, the real reason that worked for so many seasons is people were invested in Jack, Kate, Sawyer, Hurley, you know, all of those characters. Like, I can remember the names of the characters.
True. Yes, yes.
You know, and you wanted to see what happened to them. Locke, oh my God.
I haven't watched it since like halfway through the first season. I remember Locke.
And you remember Locke. And with this one, it's like I watch Game of Thrones where I don't remember their names, but that's because their names are imaginary. Whereas with this, I'm watching it going, oh, that's that white guy that has hair. And, you know, I can't remember anyone's names. And it pains me as well because, you know, as we're big fans of Breaking Bad, it's got Hank in it.
Role.
Oh, and I love, he's such a good actor, but his character in this, Big Jim, you know, he's just kind of one note.
Just look angsty, Big Jim. Now look angsty, Big Jim.
Yeah. Well, looks like you're furrowing your brow again. Yeah, that's good. More of that, thank
More
you.
Of that, Big Jim.
So I was watching this in the new episodes. The residents of Chester's Mill are attempting to evacuate the town through underground tunnels. And what they end up doing is stepping into a portal that's so white and full of pumped up dry ice. I wondered, maybe they'd escape to the backstage area of a Roxette concert. That's kind of what it looked like, right? But I feel sorry for the show. I think the network has skimped on the special effects. Like, at one point, the sound effects and special effects looked as impressive as the ones used in the film clip for the Jackson 5, Can You Feel It? very distinct effects, but anyway. And I hate to be harping on about the Lost comparisons, but in the first episode, they literally used the fake-out that Lost used at the end of the third season where you'd been watching what you thought were flashbacks, and then it turned out it was a flash-forward. And so they... If you don't want the comparisons, you can't use the same tricks.
Too soon, yeah.
Too soon. Too soon. And look, it's a shame because I think the idea for the show is great. And then in the book, you know, Stephen King used it as a vehicle to explore politics and the environment and the way society will break apart or comes together. And this show is just too literal with no meat to the story. It's just about some not very interesting people who are stuck in a place they can't get out of. And if I want to watch that, I'll watch another season of Big Brother. But you know, hey, you know what? On the plus side for Under the Dome, there's no cashed-up bogans caught underneath this dome. So, you know, maybe there's a positive there. Anyway, look, Under the Dome, Channel 10, 9:45. No thumbs checking in to see the final mystery.
RockWiz Live salutes the ARIA Hall of Fame. It is coming around the country this September, and we salute this man, one of the great men of TV, Brian Nankervis. Hello.
Oh, look,
hello.
And hello, Lisa. Can I just say that, you know, I like Claire's, Shane and Kimber, but I think you two are, you're a classier act. You've got
best.
More integrity.
Yeah.
This is why I just introduced Pete to the works of Raymond J. Bartholomew. Surprisingly, it was a little bit called The Lovers from 1988, which is when the ARIA began inducting artists, isn't it?
You have done your homework.
How's that for a nice link?
Hasn't she
ever? Brilliant. And what did Pete think? Did he want to grab a beret and do some poetry?
Pete
who wouldn't?
Pete thought, wow, I need to see more of this.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because this is awesome. And then Pete went, who is this guy? Because Pete's really young. But Pete does not mean that in a condescending way.
No, of course not.
Far be it for Pete to suggest that Lisa and Brian are old. However,
don't you love a man who speaks of himself in the using his own name?
I know, in the third person. Oh dear.
Now, true class.
Brian, you will be with, of course, the wonderful Julia Zemiro.
Yes.
We love her.
Isn't she a beauty?
She is. She's fantastic.
Well, look, we're hitting the road. I think this is our fourth national tour, and it is worth pointing out that on our first national tour in 2010, I think we did four nights in a row at your beautiful concert hall. So we all have a very, very soft spot for your fair city.
Even the Foo Fighters didn't sell out four nights in a row.
No. That's right.
That's right. And yeah. I'm happy not to fall off a stage.
Good.
Have you ever had an accident on the stage, Brian?
No, but I tell you, I had an accident yesterday on the ski run, and I'm currently sitting in a funny little bar watching people go down Mount Hotham.
Oh, mate,
that is the spot to be at the moment. I love that place.
That is where you are in July Swindlers. In Melbourne, yeah.
I'm beautiful. In Swindlers. But look, we're excited. We're doing this tour, and, you know, we like to theme our shows, and the last run of TV episodes were called Rock With Salutes the Decade. Mm-hmm. I hope you saw some of them.
Yes.
The 50s all the way through to the 2000s. And so we thought, all right, let's pick another theme. And we got together with the good folk at ARIA, mm-hmm. the Australian Recording Industry Association. And we're doing Salutes the ARIA Hall of Fame. So basically, all these artists since, as you say, 1988, mm-hmm. I think there's been something like 70 artists inducted. Everyone from, you know, Little River Band to Midnight Oil to Cold Chisel. Mm. And we are paying tribute to those acts, those songs. And look, mostly we're getting out on the road and we're having fun in a big theatre. It's exciting for us. We do our little episodes, our episodes in the Gershwin Room, which is tiny and it's, you know, sticky carpet. Mm. But to be in a theatre, and I think we're playing at the Riverside.
Yes, you are, yeah. October 31, so just write that down if you need to.
Yeah. The last time we played in the Riverside, I kicked the footy in the green park behind the Cottesloe Civic area.
Yeah, the Civic Centre, yeah.
I swam at Cottesloe. I ate an incredible meal at that beautiful, what's that joint on the waterfront at Cottesloe?
Indiana Tea House? Or
no,
that,
oh,
OVH?
Just back from that, a very funky little Italian joint.
Oh. No, off the top of my head, I can't think of it, mate.
Then I played table tennis at a friend's house in, I think, Broome Street. And then we went on to do the show of the tour at your beautiful Riverside Theatre. So
you've got all the same memories as Amnesia Woman last week.
It's Il Lido. Is that what it is?
Il Lido?
Oh, yes, that is nice.
Highly recommend the Tagliatelle.
Highly recommend. Oh, very good. Now, another great thing about this show, I must say, before we must leave you, is Vicar.
Don't leave me.
Vicar and Linda Bull.
Yes.
They're like our web sisters from, you know, Leonard Cohen's outfit. They are fantastic.
Oh, you know, the Web Sisters.
Oh, I'm a big Leonard Cohen fan.
How about when they do those cartwheels?
I know. Aren't they fantastic?
Wasn't that the best thing? That's good. No, Vicar and Linda are, you know, we've used them over the years every now and again, and I think we took them on the road. I think we did a Christmas show at your beautiful zoo.
Oh, right. Yes.
Well, they joined us for this last series for every episode, and we thought, okay, if we're going to go on the road, let's take them.
Take the Bull Sisters.
It's Julia, it's me, it's the Rock Whiz Orchestra, plus Ashley Naylor from Even, plus Vicar and Linda, and we will rock your world with songs and artists who have been part of the ARIA Hall of Fame. And obviously we will feature artists who are in there, but we'll also feature young, up-and-coming artists who will sing those songs that were made famous by the Hall. Yeah, so, like, everyone will know all the songs. There'll be some household names. And then just to keep things interesting, there'll be a couple of youngsters. I remember when our very first, the first show we ever made, and I know this is live and I won't stop talking, but...
Please, look, by all, but we're getting the counts by our producers, but, like, go for your life, mate. Go for your life.
It's cold out there and it's warm here. Katie Steele from Little Birdie.
Brilliant, yes.
On the first show we ever filmed in the Gershwin Room in 2004, we had Paul Kelly booked in, and we said, well, who do you want to do it with? And he said, there's a band from Perth called Little Birdie. Mm-hmm. The front woman is a ripper. Let's get her. And so ever since, we have this combination of, you know, household names and up-and-comers. And she's no longer an up-and-comer. She's here.
She's out there.
She's the
household
name.
In and amongst it.
Well, it is the
31st of October. And it's at the Riverside Theatre. You can get your tickets from tickettech.com.au.
You'd be mad if you missed
it. Yes. Please, Perth people, come one, all. We'll have a rocking good time. And, Pete, maybe if you and I just do a poem together to finish things.
You know what? If
please.
Lock this in. Let's do it. I'm there.
All right. Okay, so I'll say a line and you repeat that line back to me. Thank you for laying the carpet, Dad.
Thank you for laying the carpet, Dad.
Thank you for showing us how.
Thank you for showing us how.
But what's the lump in the middle?
But what's the lump in the middle?
And why is it saying meow?
And why is it saying meow?
Raymond J. Brian Nankervis, you stay off the skis today and keep the hot toddies coming.
Thanks, Brian.
Good idea.
All right.
Guys.
See ya.
See ya.
When you think of the great double acts, Lennon and McCartney spring to mind. Or Bert and Ernie.
Do you like me, Bert?
Even Rick and Sue. And then there's these two. It's Lisa and Pete.